As movies that don't feature a superhero become more rare in theaters, Netflix continues to position itself as a destination for indies poised to find bigger audiences on couches than in megaplexes. The streaming service has proven its commitment to original films with several early acquisitions at the Sundance International Film Festival, as well as a slate of new movies it plans to finance and distribute this year. Here is a list of all the new movies you can expect to watch on Netflix in 2016. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sword of Destiny. This sequel to the 2000 martial arts flick and Best Picture nominee Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon features Michelle Yeoh reprising her role as a warrior Yu Shu Lien. The plot centers around the Green Destiny, a magical sword which figured prominently in the original movie, and the choreography directed by the legendary Yuen Wu Ping promises to be epic. Pee-wee's Big Holiday. 6 years after putting on a live stage show featuring his famous character, Paul Reubens returns as happy-go-lucky perennial child Pee-wee Herman in a new chapter to his story, which will debut on Netflix after premiering at South by Southwest. Produced by Jed Apatow, the film centers around a fateful encounter between Pee-wee and a mysterious stranger, which inspires him to embark on his first holiday. Special Correspondence. Ricky Gervais directs, writes, and stars in this comedy about a struggling journalist who, a la Wag the Dog, attempts to revive his career by staging a fake kidnapping during a fake war. We can imagine that this does not unfold without a hitch. Vera Farmiga, America Ferrera, and Benjamin Bratt co-star. Jadotville. Based on the true story of the 1961 Siege of Jadotville, this film stars Jamie Dornan of 50 Shades of Grey fame as the commander of an Irish UN battalion under attack by 3,000 Congolese troops. Viewers would do well to brush up on their knowledge of the Katanga conflict in Central Africa, during which the UN intervened in response to violence and political upheaval following the Republic of Congo's independence from Belgium. Mascots. Christopher Guest fans rejoice. The director returns along with many of his stalwarts, Jane Lynch, Parker Posey, Jennifer Coolidge, Fred Willard, to follow the fictional competitors in the 8th World Mascot Association Championships as they compete for the Gold Fluffy Award. Mascots will be Guest's first film in a decade after winning devoted fans with such mockumentary classics as Best in Show and This is Spinal Tap. War Machine. Brad Pitt plays a character inspired by General Stanley McChrystal in this satirical adaptation of the 2012 nonfiction bestseller The Operators. Co-starring Sir Ben Kingsley and Topher Grace, the black comedy looks behind the scenes of America's war with Afghanistan and the military leaders calling the shots. First They Killed My Father. Angelina Jolie will direct this adaptation of the wrenching 2000 memoir of the same name by Cambodian author and activist Luang Ung. Ung was a small child when the Khmer Rouge began its genocidal reign in Cambodia, which left millions dead between 1975 and 1979. The movie will be co-produced by Rithi Pan, whose 2013 documentary about the Khmer Rouge, The Missing Picture, was nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Jolie's 14-year-old son Maddox, who was born in Cambodia, will make his acting debut. The Fundamentals of Caring. Paul Rudd stars as a soon-to-be-divorced, unemployed father who becomes caregiver to a teenager with muscular dystrophy, Craig Roberts. The unlikely pair embarks on a trip to see America's strange roadside attractions, picking up a runaway, Selena Gomez, and a pregnant woman, Megan Ferguson, along the way. Hijinks ensue, daddy issues are revealed, and the result is likely a crowd-pleasing indie charmer. Tallulah. In what many are calling Ellen Page's best role since Juno, the actress plays opposite Allison Janney, as she did in that movie, in Tallulah, written and directed by Orange is the New Black writer Sian Hedder. Page plays a vagabond with few attachments in life who unexpectedly comes to assume responsibility for a baby. The result is a study of the motivations driving several women to make and break sometimes unexpected emotional connections. Under the Shadow. Netflix acquired this thriller before it even debuted at the 2016 Sundance Film Festival. Directed by Babak Anvari, who grew up in Tehran during the Cultural Revolution and the Iran-Iraq War, its story of a mother and daughter under siege by a paranormal force can be read as an allegory for life during a state of war and political chaos. Amateur. Director Ryan Coogler makes his feature debut with this story, which he also wrote about a teenage basketball phenom. An extension of a short film released in 2013, Amateur finds 14-year-old Terran Forte, played by Michael Rainey Jr., facing conflict with his teammates and coach after releasing a viral highlight reel. Filming is set to begin in early 2016. ARQ. Orphan Black writer Tony Elliott directs this post-apocalyptic thriller, which he also wrote, about an engineer in a world that has run out of oil. The protagonist, played by Canadian actor Robbie Amell, has developed a technology that could produce a bottomless supply of energy, but there's a catch. It causes those in its proximity to relive the same day over and over again. Clinical. This thriller, directed by relative newcomer Alistair Legrand and starring Vanessa Shaw, revolves around a psychiatrist attempting to get her life back together after a violent attack. As she makes personal strides, she takes on a new patient whose own dark past complicates matters. I Am the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House. Director Osgood Perkins follows up his 2015 horror flick February with another entry into the genre, this one with The Affair star Ruth Wilson as a nurse caring for a ghost story writer living in a ghost-infested house. Bob Balaban and Lucy Boynton are also set to star, with filming slated to begin in February. Underground. Gerard McMurray, an associate producer of Fruitvale Station, makes his directorial debut with Underground, a portrait of the underbelly of the college fraternity world. The drama will revolve around a new pledge who must decide whether to stay silent in exchange for belonging or speaking out against the egregious violence and hazing that characterize his new world. This article posted by Eliza Berman.